Thank you very much, Katya. It's really a pleasure to be here. I love to come to Montreal. I've got lots of great friends, and the weather is actually, I love it, because in Vancouver, we have no snow. I was wearing flip-flops the day before I came here. I know, now you're all going to hate me. I'm sorry. But yeah, so I'm going to read mostly from my book, God of Missed Connections, tonight. And God of Missed Connections, I like to say, is my education in my ancestry. About 6 years ago, my girlfriend, Trish Kelly, called me up. We were going to be taking some Ukrainian language classes together. And she said, "So, Liz, how are things going in the homeland?" And I said, "Prince George?" She said, "No, dummy, Ukraine. How are things going in Ukraine?" And I didn't have an answer for her, and I felt like this was a great shame. And so I spent the next several years trying to find out pretty much everything I could about Ukraine, and to try and bring that together with my life in Vancouver. There's one other thing that you need to know before I start tonight, and that is that I love my sister. My sister is Christine Baczynski. She's 30 years old this year. She's a landscape architect. She's now living in Regina, which is where we were born. And the reason why you need to know that I love my sister is because I write many of my poems for her. I think of my sister as my muse. When I write to my sister, I feel like I have to be my most authentic. I cannot lie to my sister. She will know. So I'm going to start my reading with a poem for her, and it's called Goddess of Safe Travel. Because the way we got here is thanks to one man. He had a name, Joseph Alescu. I didn't know. Now we do. Because a man can't grant his own passage, for there is paperwork. Because he led 100,000 people right to where we stand. All of them dead now, and yet we are alive and living in this city. Why bother with history? Because we can. Because we're curious. Because we want to know. Because to plow it, you've got to own it. How do you feel about landowners? Interrogate that thought for a while. Because one day you can be conscripted into one army and the next day another, because extremism thrives. Because you have not lived 30 years and have many questions. Because these questions may never be answered in a way that you or I might need. Because borders change and it's confusing. Because there are so many books. Because, and we aren't fucking historians. Still, there is this, and what we do. Sister, that's not nothing, because I love you. So much of the book takes place in Ukraine, and much of this book also takes place in Vancouver. Many of you in this room will remember when Chernobyl, the reactor 4 at Chernobyl, melted down in 1986. But you might not know that when that reactor melted down, much of the fallout that chuffed out of that space fell on Belarus. Belarus is just a little bit to the, well, to the south. To the south. Thank you. Yeah. No, it's up here. So at that time in 1986, there were lots of young girls living in there at the time. And those 10-year-old girls are now in their childbearing years. So they are having babies, and those children are being born in rather fabulous shapes. So I wrote this poem for the children and workers of the Children's Cancer Hospital in Mainz, Belarus. And it is called God of Mechanical Accidents. Make a church of the child, how she suffers. She is two-headed, toe-headed, mythic. Cries for milk with one mouth, succor with the other. Where is the seat of the mind, mother? My eyes are not my eyes, my tongue not my tongue. Her brain a soft peach outside her skull. How does she live? She has no eyes, this young Janice, looking forward, looking back. Outside my window, boxcars stuffed with grain rattle to the shipyards. Can't see the North Shore through Vancouver smog, that thin brown film over everything. Smell of abattoirs. August. A woman goes into Chernobyl, Geiger counter clicking. Photographs, miracles. Goddess of Healthy Children, for Nila Rader, born in 2005 when she is 16 years old. Nila, in a dream I had of you before you were born, I birthed you to steel drum and Casio tone on a cluttered balcony above Commercial Drive, Vancouver, 2005. Your mother named you Addie, as in Adelaide, which in my state seemed right enough. You had a twin, a boy who never got a name. How strange. When you came, you were neither boy nor Adelaide. At the time of this writing, your eyes still had no hue. What color are they now? Are they gray? What do you see from your window? Whom do you love? Look at your hands. They are your hands. They move through space as fish slip through a stream. What tastes please your tongue? What do you dream? To Ukraine. Where radiation plumbs the earth and saturates the foliage surrounding Chernobyl, where one may purchase a doll in the shape of the Fuhrer, where a woman is prime minister, her president poisoned, whose dancers are paid, and so dancers are excellent, whose capital is cosmopolitan as any in Europe, where pornography is a popular career, where one can get an AK-47 and hire a pretty girl to shoot it, where irradiated wolves populate abandoned cities, where Russians say Lvov, Ukrainians Lviv, where archaeologists discover pyramids and citizens unearth Roman coins from their gardens, where ruins are a matter of course, where construction workers built a sarcophagus around Reactor 4, where babies are born with deformities like those seen later in Iraq, whose borders are shared with Russia, Belarus, Poland, and Moldova, where oblast means province, where the Dnieper hydroelectric station continues to fuel the adjacent industrial complexes with an output of 3.64 billion kilowatts an hour, where the Verkhovna Rada recognized Holodomor as genocide in 2006, whose population of people living with HIV/AIDS is the highest in Europe, whose young poets recite to throngs in public parks, whose Orange Revolution was televised in the West. My parents met at a Ukrainian dance camp in Musiman, Saskatchewan. They were talented dancers. My dad once had an audition for the Royal Winnipeg Ballet, which he blew off to join the military. What a different life we would have had if he had become a ballet dancer. This is a letter to my sister, and you will see why the dancing is important. Remember that Sunday morning in February? We went to the Labor Temple in Regina to watch our cousin Jenny practice with the Poltava dancers. The family had buried our grandmother's ashes the day before beside our grandfather's grave in a graveyard just outside the city. It was bitter cold, it was snowing, Everyone wore long black coats. Our mother and aunts and uncle lowered Grandma's urn into a hole in permafrost so hard the gravedigger must have had to drill it with an auger. Next day, we watched Jenny dance. I remember Jenny from years ago at our cousin Dale's wedding outside Medicine Hat, that same wedding where Mom had a low blood sugar late at night and almost died because we couldn't find any juice or lifesavers in the hotel room. We danced all night in our polka dot dresses, begged Jenny to spin in the middle of the dance floor all badonkadonk-donk and junk in the trunk, but she refused and refused until finally she gave up and spun like a revved-up ballerina. Awesome, years later, to see her dancing at the hall with the whole troupe. They were so young. Warming up, the girls seemed like ballet dancers in their leg warmers and leggings, and the boys were lean and tall and wore soccer jerseys. Those boys could jump. They'd swagger from one end of the hall to the other and mimic dance moves they'd studied on a video sent from Ukraine. They were stars. And the girls, you could tell those girls loved them. No wonder Jenny didn't want to take center stage at that wedding. That job, it's for men. But she could spin and spin and spin. Across town, Granny's ashes lay newly marked by a numbered flag flying from a 4-foot pole in case we should need to find her in the snow. Jenny told us she'd found our mother's red boots in the attic at the hall. Her name, Kathy Ganoose, marked on the soles in black marker. I mean, I know we know the story of how our parents met, but didn't you think it felt like proof, knowing those boots were there?